a couple quick questions about management of patients in a non-protocol setting. One of the things I'm sure you hear a lot of questions about is a patient with node negative disease. How do you approach particularly patients with smaller tumors?
In the clinical trials, as we all may recall, the majority of patients had tumors that were greater than 1 centimeter. They were very scattered patients who had tumors smaller than 1 centimeter. So we lack solid data related to the absolute improvement by adding trastuzumab in that setting. However, there were two very intriguing presentations at the San Antonio meeting which addressed the natural history of small HER2-positive breast cancers, demonstrating that these patients appear to have poor prognosis. So my interpretation of the data is that HER2 is really the driver of prognosis more than just the tumor size. So I'm tending to be more open, if I may say, to discuss the potential of using adjuvant trastuzumab for patients with small breast cancers, although I am clearly discussing that the eligibility criteria of the studies it did not include them. But we're actually making that recommendation, certainly outside of the FDA boundaries, because as you know, up to now, the FDA has only approved adjuvant trastuzumab for patients with node-positive breast cancer. And that is something I understand based on the data from the joint analysis, because we only had about 6% total patients with node-negative disease. But as practicing oncologists, we know the data from the other studies that enrolled such a large number of patients with node-negative disease, demonstrating a benefit of adding trastuzumab. So I have zero caveats related to the recommendation of using adjuvant trastuzumab, irrespective of nodal status. But again, for patients with very small tumors, I wish we had more data. We don't. But recurrent breast cancer, it's not good. And I prefer to over-treat, if I may say that, under-treat, because under-treatment may lead to patient death.
Yes, the other thing is, even though we don't have the data, we do have a long history in adjuvant therapy of breast cancer, the concept of relative risk reduction. And, you know, whether that always will apply or we don't know, but I guess it looks like it applies, and I guess it looks like it applies with HER2-positive tumors and trastuzumab, or do you think it does?
It does. I completely agree. The relative benefits appear to be the same irrespective of the subgroup we've looked at. So the matter at hand will be to really understand the natural history of small HER2-positive breast cancers, where the HER2 testing has been done the correct way, let's put it like that. Based on the data available, not only from these presentations at San Antonio, but also a very elegant manuscript published by Steve Chia in JCO, it was in April of about 2004, 2005, demonstrating that patients with small tumors, even smaller than 1 centimeter, but whose tumors are grade 3, have a 10-year relapse that appears to exceed 25%. That is the figure I'm giving patients, a relapse rate of about 25% at 5 to 10 years. And based on all of the information we have, that kind of relapse warrants systemic adjuvant therapy.
The woman with the HER2-positive tumor says, suppose I just take hormonal therapy, how's that going to affect that 25%?
In that case, now that we have more data with hormonal therapy, it's even worse than I thought 6 months ago. Because before we could have said hormonal therapy may decrease the recurrence rate by 30%, but now it may be by 10%, it may be 5%. Those data certainly are not available. So I'm less confident using hormonal therapy alone for those patients today than I was 6 months ago.